crucified in a horrible death reserved for criminals. Down. As many of them had dejectedly gone home, they were suddenly overjoyed with the news that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Up. Just as they were getting used to the idea that Jesus was alive, he left them, ascending into heaven. Down. 10 days later, the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And Peter preaches a sermon that causes about 3,000 people to join the church. Up. Now what? This group of followers are without Jesus and now have more members than ever before. Today's scripture is what happens next. The earliest Christians, who aren't even called Christians yet, follow the way. The way is what they called living according to Jesus' teachings. The earliest church focused on four things: teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. These could be called the first four marks of the church. That is, the first four clear indications that someone was part of the way, the church. Acts 2:42 tells us that they focused on teachings of Jesus through the apostles, fellowship with each other, breaking of bread, and prayer. The first mark is teaching. We get an indication what this teaching was as we listen to Peter's sermon in Acts 2. This teaching was the first kerygma, the term for a message brought by a herald. This message includes the proclamation of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and the significance of those things as foretold by the prophets of Israel. We saw this last week when we talked about On the Road to Emmaus, where Jesus was teaching them about the prophets. The teaching of the early church also included what is known as the Didache. Now, the Didache was based upon what Jesus taught about living together as God's people. This was naturally done first by the apostles, who were persons who had witnessed Jesus themselves. There is actually a physical book known as the Didache, which was first discovered in 1873. The book that was discovered was published in 1076, but scholars have dated the original writings to the first century. Meaning, if those scholars are correct, it was written during the same time as the Gospels and the letters of Paul. Anyway, the book purports to be, quote, the teaching of the 12 apostles, end quote. The point being that the early church focused largely on the teaching of what it meant to live as a Christian, that is, being a member of the way. Now, First Presbyterian Church has taken teaching seriously in many ways through the Christian Education Committee. These include Vacation Bible School, a commitment to youth group and monthly Sunday children's activities, church camp scholarships, adult Sunday school, Bible study classes, preaching of the word at Sunday services, weekly brown bag Bible study, and women's circle of faith Bible study. We should continue to consider new and better ways to spread the kerygma message of Jesus Christ and the discipling teaching passed on by the apostles. The second mark or characteristic of the early church was fellowship. Some of the earliest Christian fellowship actually included living together in koinonia or community. It is unclear from biblical accounts just how long communal living lasted, but it is clear that the early church was committed to taking care of one another, making personal property available to those in need, and sharing meals both in large gatherings and in small gatherings. The gatherings were called ecclesia, a word that has come to be translated church. It's from this word that we get our word ecclesiology, which means the study of the church. Fellowship to the early church is much broader than the way we would normally think of it. Hospitality includes a willingness to provide for all the needs of a guest. First Presbyterian Church has been sensitive to this call to Christian fellowship. Through its monthly potluck fellowship, periodic after-worship fellowship opportunities, and getting together outside the walls of the church. The women of the church often eat together after circle meetings and work with other churches in providing second sacks, food that children who do not have enough food at home can take with them after school. This ministry perhaps best typifies one of the distinctive facts of being Presbyterian. The Book of Church Order emphasizes that all members of the church are part of the ministry of the church. The Book of Order states this, quote, "The basic form of ministry is the ministry of the whole people of God." You probably noticed in the bulletin where we put ministers, whole congregation, pastor, then my name. So some people tend to make those synonymous, minister and pastor, but we emphasize that everybody is involved in the ministry of the church. First Presbyterian Church recognizes that the ministry of the church is not delegated strictly to paid staff, but is the ministry of all the members. The third mark of the church was breaking of bread. This is a reference to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper as instituted by Jesus and described in Luke 24, 30 and 35. The Book of Order states, quote, "It is appropriate to celebrate the Lord's Supper as often as each Lord's Day," meaning as often as every Sunday. "It is to be celebrated regularly and frequently, enough to be recognized as integral to the service of the Lord's Day," end quote. Our scripture lesson for today certainly points to the fact that the early church regularly and frequently celebrated the Lord's Supper. However we do it, it is important that we remember Jesus together through the sacrament. The fourth mark of the early church described in Acts is prayer. It's important to note that the context implies that this is a corporate type of prayer, similar to what the early Christians have been practicing in the temple in Jerusalem. Again, our Book of Order speaks eloquently to the point. Quote, "Prayer is the heart of worship. In prayer, through the Holy Spirit, people seek after and are found by the one true God who has been revealed in Jesus Christ. They listen and wait upon God, call God by name, remember God's gracious acts, and offer themselves to God. Prayer may be spoken, sung, offered in silence, or enacted," end quote. It has become popular to bash what other churches are doing wrong. However, we need to focus on what we need to do and continue to do to be faithful to God's call. I love this church. And it's largely because I believe the focus has been on what is truly important. We need to keep our eyes on what it truly means to be a church, just like the early church did. They did not focus on Jesus' absence. They focused on teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer. It's interesting that the scripture lesson points out in verse 47 that the early church experienced the goodwill of their neighbors during this time. Joseph A. Fitzmyer, an expert on Luke and Acts, states this, quote, Luke has included this description of early Christian life as an ideal that he would desire to be characteristic of all Christians. It may be an idyllic description, but it highlights the elements that should be part of genuine Christian life: harmony, reverent care for one another, formal and informal prayer in common, and celebration of the Lord's Supper, end quote. It's important for us not to idealize the early Christian church to the point of being closed to the leading of the Holy Spirit today. For example, the model of mission that worked for the early church we're reading about today involved ministering to their membership. We know that Peter, Paul, and other apostles later reached out beyond Jerusalem and Judea and into all parts of the world. While this scripture is instructive regarding what it means to be a faithful church, it is not exclusive and not all-encompassing. The church has to be ever mindful that God is at work in the world. And according to the Book of Order, quote, the church is in all things subject to the Lord of the church. In the power of the Spirit, Jesus Christ draws worshiping communities and individual believers into the sovereign activity of the triune God, end quote. So as we approach Pentecost, the birthday of the church, we think ahead to new and changing times as the church reformed, always reforming according to the Word of God. However, it's good to remember the basics of being the body of Christ in the world modeled for us by the early church. It's good to remember that being the church begins with teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer. It's good to remember that we belong to Christ and are empowered by the Holy Spirit given to us at the first Pentecost. May we continue to grow in obedience to God's call to us here through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard the Word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's stand together and say what we believe, using the words of the Affirmation of Faith printed in your bulletin, adapted from the Confession of 1967. What do you believe? New life in Christ takes shape in a community in which people know that God loves and accepts them in spite of what they are. They therefore accept themselves and love others.